The reason I asked about the Baylor project, the Baylor 1A, as the first completed project in the state, is that I want to ask you to think about that and how significant that was as you were beginning the work of urban renewal here in Waco. How important was it for you to have the first completed urban renewal project in Texas?
Well, in Waco, it wasn't very important. It was kind of expected. They expect everything of you, you know, and if you don't do it, well, you're in bad trouble. but nationally and statewide, and we got a lot of help from our national reputation and statewide reputation, and we got a heck of a boost out of that.
And what kind of boost could you receive from being the first?
Well, you got more input into the national policies of your organization. You got better known by the people in Washington that make all these silly rules and regulations. You got better known in the regional office. You were kind of like a guy with a briefcase 100 miles from home. You were an expert in your profession, in your field. So that helped. And then the fact that we had 3 or 4 more projects going by that time were able to show that we were pretty good grantsmen.
Well, now, by this time, you had several projects underway and you had one big one completed.
One completed.
This must have drawn some attention to you as an urban renewal executive director. Were you then perhaps, or did you give any thought to leaving Waco to do urban renewal work elsewhere as a result of your success?
Actually, I didn't give it any thought but one time. But I had maybe 35 or 40 good offers, some of them at double my salary, to leave Waco. But I had my kids here, my family was here, all our ties were here, and I was making enough money to live on, and we were happy. So
that one time when you toyed with the idea of leaving,
that was Austin.
Where I was going to ask, where might you have gone?
Austin.
What attracted you to Austin's project?
Well, it's more like Waco than. Actually, I chose Waco. I wasn't born here. I wasn't raised here. This is the place I chose to live. Austin is almost as good as Waco. And then my third choice would probably be Fort Worth.
Were there opportunities along the way for you to go to the regional office in Fort Worth?
I'd rather be on this side of the fence, not on that side.
So you were not tempted to move up in the bureaucracy?
No. And I wasn't even tempted to try.